Greetings, all one word here on this Saturday afternoon. 4:15 now, and it's warm outside. It's 23.5 degrees, which is warm. It's been a hell of a temperature increase over the past few days. That cold, biting wind that I've been talking about has definitely gone. It's not that bite. There's not that bite in the wind. It's a really nice day. Actually, it was perfectly blue sky before, but now we've got some big cumulus clouds coming in. So it's about 3/8 blue sky. I just wanted to talk about Adrian Wick's post about the police being at the back of his house. Well, let's fingers crossed, hope it was the police in the back of his house to sort out the kids who were smoking some weed. It's a very strange one, actually. I kind of talk about this hand in hand with the latest kind of topic that seems to be trending, and that's the lack of police that we have in this country. We've decreased our police numbers nationally by 17,000 over the last 2 or 3 years. That's a lot of police, 17,000 police officers. And, you know, kind of boosted uniform numbers by having PCSOs. And the problem with PCSOs is it's a cheap presence. It's not even rent a cop. You know, you put PCOs on the street in uniform, it's a deterrent, isn't it? You know, and they don't have to spend a quarter of the money training them up. And as we all know, PCSOs have extremely limited powers. And if they are going to affect an arrest, what is that? That thing. Then it's a citizen's arrest that they're going to have to use the powers for under the Police and Criminal Violence Act. But our police numbers are going to decrease more, and I really do not know how we've got a Tory government in. I'm just going to touch very briefly now on voting. Back when I was a young boy, nobody ever talked about who they voted for. It was very secret. My dad revealed only once who he was going to vote for, and my mum and dad wouldn't tell each other who they were going to vote for. But now it's kind of common news. I don't think that's right. I think it should be very secretive, you know. But I've, you know, heard people on the radio talking about who they're voting for and why, and you know, I think it can spark a lot of trouble. Anyway, the Tory government, they're going to get rid of a lot of things. Public services is going to be the biggest thing hit. So fire, medical, police, and at the MOD. So how does this all come swing about then? Well, to what I was talking about earlier. Well, Adrian, when he phoned his non-emergency number, no doubt, to phone the police to say that it was people at the back of his house, well, that would have been a very low priority for the police, because does it affect does the behaviour of whoever he was phoning on affect property or the health, well-being or life of another? And the answer to that would be no, it wouldn't. Cannabis, although it is illegal in this country to possess it, is way down on the list of priorities. It's way down on the list. So the police aren't really bothered about that. But my issue is what are the police bothered about? Because you never see the police around where we live anymore. Or, you know, you never see police doing foot patrols. You never see, you very rarely see police, you know, around your area. I mean, our local police, even though, you know, because of the military presence, we have Ministry of Defence police in our area, but they're limited in what they can deal with. But the Wiltshire police that we have, the closest we have, is, you know, they're miles away. And they themselves come from different areas. So you never see, you know, when I reported something via email the other night, actually, because it was a routine thing that was kind of just for their information. So I scrolled onto the local neighbourhood police team page for my area. And how many police officers were there in the local neighbourhood police team? How many were there? Out of 12 people, how many of them were police officers? 2. The rest were PCSOs. And you never see the PCSOs? You never see the PCSOs? It's ridiculous. I am amazed that the police came out so quickly when Adrian phoned them. So let's just assume that it was the police. I am actually amazed that they came out so quickly. Given that, you know, that level of crime is way down on the books, and there would be a lot of it in Birmingham, and to be honest, they don't see that as a priority at all. Which is unfortunate, because a crime is a crime, in my eyes, you know. People get punished more for speeding, for doing 4 miles an hour over the speed limit, than they do for possession of cannabis, which is a controlled narcotic. It's a controlled drug in this country. I'm not going to go down the road of what I personally feel, you know, is the issue or not, as the case may be, with cannabis. But the fact of the matter is in this country, you're not allowed to possess it. And if legally, but if you are, you can be arrested. So I'm just saddened by the fact that we are so many police officers down. A good friend of mine is in the middle of leaving the police force. He's actually on a disciplinary at the moment because a member of the public made a complaint about him being too heavy-handed when he dealt with them. Now, he was a member of the, you know, these heavies, heavy police in the Black Mariahs. You know, with the helmets and riot shields and whatnot. So if ever he goes out to work and deploys in that role, then there's obviously something very seriously kicking off. And I think it was there was a riot or major public disturbance sometime about this time last year. And the complaint went in after he'd arrested this person, and the police decided to investigate him. And that investigation somehow went on for the best part of 8 months, and he's just waiting out on a disciplinary panel, even though the first disciplinary panel, or the result of which, you know, proved that he was not heavy-handed. He was justified in his actions when dealing with this violent person. However, there was an appeal, and he's going to be disciplined, which I think is just ridiculous. My point is this, with regards to that. If you are doing something wrong, and you reasonably know that you're doing something wrong, i.e. against the law, or pushing the boundaries of breaking the law, then you have to absolutely respect the fact that you're going to have the law tapping on your shoulder. It's as simple as that. I've no respect for people who don't have respect for the law. It is there for a reason. We talk about rules are made to be broken. What a load of tosh. What a load of tosh. We're talking about the law. There's a reason for it. I'm not going to go into the very political things of of like the Terrorism Act or Ripper 2000. I'm not going to talk about those. That's a very political thing. But the fact of the matter is if you're breaking the law, you've got to be in the frame of mind that you're going to get nicked. It's as simple as that. Everybody knows you can't smoke cannabis, so what's the point in arguing with a copper over it? I think it's a reactive police force. There's nothing proactive about it. We've gone so the other way, you know. I respect the police and the states for how they deal with situations. Now, there's been a lot of bad press of late about police in the states, you know, discharging their firearms on occasions where they maybe shouldn't have done. But, you know, each case, you know, on its own merits. And, you know, where people are clearly wrong, then, you know, then fair enough. You know, there was a video of that black fella running away from the copper through a park and the copper shot him in the back. Then made out that the black fella was causing trouble and was going to grab his gun. And all of this was on video. And the copper still... Copper still denied it, even when he was interviewed. But, you know, but in other cases, the police are the police. They're there to do a job, you know. They're not there to harass people. They're there to keep the peace. Hence the old-fashioned Western term of peace officers. I wanted to join the police when I left school, but I was too young. And I just wish I hung on and you know, and went into the police. I had the opportunity to join the Calgary police at one point, and you know, finances weren't in the right place at that point. You need a few grand behind you, but you know, the Canadian government were there ready to sponsor me. Something I wish I maybe did. But I wouldn't be here sat in this car park today if I went ahead and did that. I will be in Calgary, no doubt.
Where's
Canada?
If you were a police.
Yes, that's right. So I fear for the legal backbone of this country. We've gone so soft in dealing with people that when we bring out a law, it's generally pretty harsh, you know, something like the Terrorism Act. And the Terrorism Act can be kind, I don't want to say misused, but it can be bent to suit the needs of those who want to use it for fairly legitimate things. But where the subject of its use is quite contentious. I just fear that things on a law enforcement front are going to get a lot worse. We've turned into a nation of CCTV cameras and people in uniform who cannot enforce the law in its bigger sense. And I fear for what this country is going to turn into as far as law enforcement is concerned. So, well done, Adrian. At least you had the guts to phone them. See ya.
All one word.
All one word.
Out.
One word.
Out.
One word.
Out.
Out.